Luke chapter 13, verses 1 to 22, from the New Living Translation. A call to repentance. About this time, Jesus was informed that Pilate had murdered some people from Galilee, as they were offering sacrifices at the temple. "Do you think those Galileans were worse sinners than all the other people from Galilee?" Jesus asked. "Is that why they suffered?" "Not at all. And you will perish too, unless you repent of your sins and turn to God." "And what about the 18 people who died when the tower in Siloam fell on them? Were they the worst sinners in Jerusalem?" "No, and I tell you again that unless you repent, you will perish too." Parable of the Barren Fig Tree. Then Jesus told this story. A man planted a fig tree in his garden and came again and again to see if there was any fruit in it, but he was always disappointed. Finally, he said to his gardener, "I've waited 3 years, and there hasn't been a single fig. Cut it down. It's just taking up space in the garden." The gardener answered, "Sir, give it one more chance. Leave it another year, and I'll give it special attention and plenty of fertilizer. If we get figs next year, fine. If not, then you can cut it down." Jesus heals on the Sabbath. One Sabbath day, as Jesus was teaching in a synagogue, he saw a woman who had been crippled by an evil spirit. She had been bent double for 18 years and was unable to stand up straight. When Jesus saw her, he called her over and said, "Dear woman, you are healed of your sickness." Then he touched her, and instantly she could stand straight. How she praised God! But the leader in charge of the synagogue was indignant that Jesus had healed her on the Sabbath day. "There are 6 days of the week for working," he said to the crowd. "Come on those days to be healed, not on the Sabbath." But the Lord replied, "You hypocrites, each of you works on the Sabbath day. Don't you untie your ox or your donkey from its stall on the Sabbath and lead it out for water? This dear woman, a daughter of Abraham, has been held in bondage by Satan for 18 years. Isn't it right that she be released, even on the Sabbath?" This shamed his enemies, but all the people rejoiced at the wonderful things he did. Parable of the Mustard Seed. Then Jesus said, "What is the kingdom of God like? How can I illustrate it? It is like a tiny mustard seed that a man planted in a garden. It grows and becomes a tree, and the birds make nests in its branches." Parable of the Yeast. He also asked, "What else is the kingdom of God like?" "It is like the yeast a woman used in making bread. Even though she put only a little yeast in 3 measures of flour, it permeated every part of the dough." The Narrow Door. Jesus went through the towns and villages, teaching as he went, always pressing on toward Jerusalem.
In today's passage, we see Jesus in the role of a wise investor. Whatever you invest in and whatever you give time and resources to, expect to see a return on your investment. I wonder where in your life or your work you keep investing time, money, space, or other resources into something that is not yielding fruit. Today's passage encourages us to be intentional about creating the best conditions for that investment to bear fruit, and to examine that investment for a season after you've created those conditions. If it remains unfruitful, let it go. In verse 10 to 17 of Luke 13, we see Jesus healing a woman who was bent over for 18 years, a woman who was in bondage to the enemy, and a woman who was a daughter of Abraham. Sometimes there is a tension between what is right and what is the rule. Because Jesus heals her on the Sabbath, and the religious leaders did not like that because their rule said no work on the Sabbath, and they chose to see healing as work. We are encouraged today to be careful not to judge what is good and right as being wrong because it contravenes our rules. Perhaps we need to reassess the rules and how we apply them in order to serve their purpose. I wonder what rules you and I are upholding that are preventing us from doing good. In verse 3 and verse 5 of Luke 13, Jesus highlights the importance of repentance for eternal life. Let's take the opportunity today to examine where we need to repent, to come before Jesus, and to allow Him to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Lord, we thank You for Your incredible mercy and Your grace. And we ask, Lord, that You would make our lives truly fruitful and that You would help us to be wise investors who don't only invest but create the right conditions for those investments to flourish. Help us to let go of what we need to let go of, and help us not to disqualify what You are doing because it doesn't seem to fit into our set of rules and regulations of how things should be done.